What Keir Starmer says matters, with polls showing he would be the next Prime Minister if a vote were held tomorrow, and he's come under pressure from senior lawmakers in his own party, as well as local councillors and Labour Party members, to call for a ceasefire. But Starmer is expected to say allowing that would allow Hamas to retain the ability to conduct more attacks, as seen earlier in the month, and therefore he'll lend support to the two-state solution, humanitarian intervention, but not to a ceasefire. A junior member of the Conservative-led UK government lost his job as a science minister after he called for a ceasefire, contradicting government policy. The UK Foreign Office is negotiating for so-called humanitarian pauses to allow aid into Gaza, as well as get around 200 UK nationals out. Stuart Smith, London.